President Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he declared war on the Empire of Japan. He says December 7th, 1941, a date that will live in infamy. Kind of remember those words. I love that speech. I hope that you will remember Pearl Harbor and remember the people who have given their lives in response and in defense of our nation. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Coming up, we've got so much more. The Pleasant Green Baptist Church and more music that matters. It's on the way right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Don't you go away.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Wouldn't it be weak for me when I have time to do what I want to do with the Lord, but let's try it anyway. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I experienced an ear problem. It's been a rough year for me. I didn't know what an earache was until the other day. Almost made me put my head in the mattress. I'm still fumbling with it. Yes. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are, help me out, passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Thank you. You may readjust. You may take your seat. Let's talk for a few minutes today. Clothes for spiritual maintenance. Clothes for spiritual maintenance. What do you mean, Reverend? I am clothed. Well, if you work at a nuclear plant, they have what they call shutdown. So they can fix things that has been broken. Work on things on the inside, so they can have productivity once it's over. So it is, ought to be with the believer. There ought to come a time when you have a spiritual maintenance time, where you just slow down with all the foolishness that you deal with. Go into your closet. Shut the door behind you. And shut down for a spiritual maintenance. I don't know about you, but I get tired sometimes. From court to church, from court to church, problem on top of problem, from murders to rapes. I get tired. And sometimes I'm sick and tired. And sometimes we have to shut ourselves down. and allow the Lord to work on us. Every now and then you just have to sit down and let the Lord work on me. I'm not here to look at my neighbor, but it's me. Oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And I need you to just work on anybody in the house. Anybody in the house need the Lord to just work on you? Maybe you got it so together where you don't need the Lord to work on you, but I need him to work on me. So therefore, since I need him to work on me, sometimes I must shut down for a spiritual maintenance. Oh, don't fool me here. Anybody on this side get tired? Anybody on this side need some spiritual maintenance? You need the Lord to refuel you, to renew you, to reprove you. Anybody here need the Lord to continue to work on me? Do you need him to doctor on you? I don't want to be the same. I want to be better. Than before. I want the Lord to work on me. But in order for him to work on you, you're going to have to be still. And if you can't be still for yourself, he will make you be still on his power. One way or the other, you're going to be still. And he knows how to entrap you, grasp you, hold you down, and then he know how to dialogue with you. As I say, like all the time, like Verizon Wallet, can you hear me now? In the hospital room, can you hear me now? In jail, can you hear me now? I've been trying to talk to you, but can you hear me? Hear me now? We got to slow down before we are knocked down. Y'all ain't with me yet. We got to slow down before we get knocked down. And we got to turn around before we go down. Sometimes we just have to stop. And then sometimes we just have to turn. That's why they got them to call a U-turn. Turn. Turn around. Maybe you don't need spiritual maintenance. Your car need maintenance. Everything, your plumbing in your home needs maintenance. Your AC and your heat needs maintenance. Well, then what about you? Turn around before you go down. When you, let me talk to you. It's important that you shut down for spiritual maintenance. Why, Reverend, is it so important for me to shut down, Sister Baker, and allow spiritual maintenance to take place with me. When you allow the wrong people to get in your house or your car, you may end up with some stuff missing. Watch it, Red.
That's it.
When you let the wrong folk get into your house, most times you experience some stuff missing. And now in that spiritual maintenance part, they will come into your house and try to steal your joy. Have you woke up happy? Have you woke up feeling good? If they can't ring your doorbell, they make a phone call. So they can get in your house.
Yeah, Lord.
And steal your joy. I ain't got no help in the house. I'm the only one. Since they can't ring your doorbell, then well, I will call or I will text. So I can get in your house. And you walking around your home, you saying, thank you, Jesus. God, you've been good. I know you've been so good. I want to thank you for what you've done for me. But here come the call. You praising? And now you're sitting down all messed up. Because they have gotten in your house and have stolen your joy. Not only will they steal your joy, they'll steal your love. They'll come into your house and they will rob you of the love. Your heart is bubbling over. You're jubilant, you're happy. But here they come and steal that love. Not only will they steal the love, not only will they steal the joy, not only with some stuff missing, but they're trying to destroy your home. They were trying to destroy your home. And then they're going to work on your faith. Do I have some pep in the house? I hear some grunting in the house. Someone must be knowing what I'm talking about. I hear something. Meaning tells me that they have felt that before. Someone tried to take their hope and then take their joy and then damage their faith. But without faith, baby, it's impossible. So you can't let them take your faith. You can't let them have your love. You can't let them walk away with your joy. Do I have some help in the house? So therefore, you have to have some spiritual maintenance going on because this world is full of rule. And if they can steal that joy, they're going to get it. Your love, they're going to get it. Your hope, they're going to get it. Your faith, you're going to get it. And guess what? When they come and steal these items, you feel empty. Do I have them in the house? Has anybody tried to steal your joy? Don't fool me. Has anybody tried to steal your faith? Has anyone tried to steal your hope? And once they do it,
thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located